producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Doug Steffen Truth Squad is on the air, and it consists of Roberta Fasanelli, who tells the whole truth. I tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me. Who would you be swearing?
God.
Oh, God, okay.
Yeah.
Jennifer swears she's telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Rich McSwad. Rich McSwadden. What'd you say?
Rich
McSwag.
McSwag,
wow.
Right.
Just call me McSwag.
Richie and I just had the nicest conversation. I started something, and I said something, and I didn't say anything, and I was expecting him to respond to it, and he said, "What do you want me to say?"
Okay. What do you want me to say?
Oh, perhaps nothing. That's good.
That's what I said. Nothing.
I like that. Okay, so people are talking about Oregon and last night's shootout. One person was killed. They arrested a bunch of people who were in the wildlife refuge there. And Ammon Bundy was one of them that got arrested. The FBI was all over the place with hundreds of agents. The state police were there with hundreds of agents. The local police were there. Everybody in town was there to shoot the place up. So what really is this is something that goes so far beyond the immediacy of the story. It gets into the philosophy of the government of the United States owning 25% of the open land in the entire country is owned by the feds. One quarter, 65 million acres is owned by the taxpayers, yet the taxpayers can't get on to most of it. So what are your feelings, your thoughts about what happened there? I do not hold with what they did in terms of, I hold with what their message is, not how they relate it. But yet, who's getting attention for having, I talk about this all the time, have I gotten any attention? Not really. There is an abuse here, and it's a big-time abuse of your freedom, your rights, and the rights of landowners. Now, a lot of this land, you can question where it came from in the first place. Did we steal it from the indigenous people that owned it first? Are we stealing it now by eminent domain? Why do we need so much land? We're going to protect the species. What do you mean? I got plenty of species on my farm. I use 800 acres of land to take care of the cows that I have. I'm protecting plenty of species. Government doesn't need to own my land for me to protect the species or for that fact to have them protected. So this is another power grab, and the fact that these people took the stand that they did is another reason why Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are getting the attention that they are getting, because people are fed up. Did they do it the right way? Well, no, but they got attention, so maybe it was the right way. Sorry that somebody got killed. We've wasted how many millions of dollars chasing these people around? So here are some of the comments, and I'd be interested in yours, obviously, as well. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Twitter's full of comments like this. Felicia writes, "If this were a group of blacks, Muslims, refugees, or Hispanics, they'd all be dead. Are these people not terrorists?" No, they are not. Dylan writes, "Glad to hear law enforcement finally did something about this. Nobody gets away with doing an armed takeover of a federal building." Okay. There's a dot, dot, dot after that, and you fill in the blank. Darlene writes, "Thank goodness this nonsense is over. Sorry somebody had to die. These people were domestic terrorists, plain and simple. This sort of anarchy can't be allowed in a civilized society." Really. So we're going to let the government keep taking away the lands and our freedoms. There's somebody's got to stand in the street, and do you consider that to be anarchy? I suppose maybe this was anarchy of a sort, but it brought to light a very serious problem. Let's see here. Sherry writes, "Unfortunately, I doubt it's over. If anything, it might get worse. I hope I'm wrong. I think there are a lot of people who are stirred up about this, and you may be right." Tim writes, "Whoever was running Lavoie Finicum's YouTube page posted a video that included a call to arms after his death. If that's how these guys are seeing the situation, then I guess Lavoie probably got what he was expecting. Probably. I mean, these guys were crazy. There were not all of them, but there was a component of this group that was crazy. And
no one feels like they can change anything.
Well, that's the problem. That's what I'm highlighting. You got to suit up and take a stand. And so the people, I'm going to guarantee you that most of the negative comments about these people are from folks who are your age or younger.
Yeah, probably. I mean, this is why it is so dangerous. You know, people want to make guns a big issue because of the violence that's going on. But the reason we're supposed to be able to get guns is to prevent government tyranny. And people laugh and go, well, that's not possible.
Well, of course it is. That's what this is. This is all government tyranny.
Watch CNN.
That's all it is. It's all government tyranny. Okay, Daniel writes, now the question is, what will the rest of these nuts do? Hopefully give up and go home. See, listen to this, to the tone that's set by this. We don't have a spirit anymore. It's been beaten out of us.
We're a different country.
We are, since September 11th. I read that absolutely verbatim, what was here. I don't like putting those two words together. I never have. Craig,
Don't worry about it. I cut you out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Craig says, it seems that most of Americans do not have a clue of what it's really like or what's going on in Oregon or what their statement was all about. You go along like these blind imbeciles with your head stuck in your you-know-what.
No, I on your cell phone now. That's where your head is, you know.
It's on the cell phone.
Facebook or whatever.
Exactly. This is a serious situation which requires serious consideration and serious input and then some serious change. And the more we let these people get away with this, the bureaucrats who basically run the country, the elected officials don't, they've given it over. They take their campaign contributions, which amount to... Now, did you see the latest number? All the congressmen are up for election this year, and so far, the average take of congressmen that are running for re-election in their campaign coffers, the average take is $498,000 to date. All right? What does that tell you?
You know, there's a new proposal out. I can't remember where I talked about this. Oh, I know. Actually, coming back from my trip to Las Vegas, I was chatting in the car. There's a new idea out in California where anybody who runs for office has to wear a jacket with their six highest donor logos
on
it. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, like NASCAR. Right, yeah, awesome. NASCAR.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Great
idea.
It would
be great.
14 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Speaking of great ideas, have you had your Super Beats today? Have you had your Neo 40 yet today?
I need some more.
The official...
I love it. I love the stuff. I need some more.
I never get anything free. Okay. Advice from doctors, from lots of different sources, actually. The information about your blood pressure. A lot of the doctors that are going on the air... A lot of the doctors, not anybody that I have on this program, but there are doctors who are on the air. There are doctors who work for various publications who are paid to say what they say. Now, I'm being paid to tell you this story, but I'm also not being paid to take this stuff. I take it. I use it. I put it in my drinks. Richie puts it in his drinks. Jennifer puts it in her drinks. Roberta, when she gets some more, puts it in her drinks.
Mm-hmm.
We all do it because it gives us the same... I guess it's an edge or an advantage, maybe, as we go through the day. Super Beats with the powdered substance, put in the tea spoon and dump it into 4 ounces of water and drink it. You'll get that shot. It opens up the nitric oxide in the beets, opens up your veins and arteries, gets the blood around everywhere, your muscles, your brain, all your organs, everywhere in your body is better suited and better served by having Super Beats at least once a day. And to start the day off, Neo 40. That's the way you do. Put the capsule of Neo 40, which contains the same amount of Super Beats, only it's encapsulated. Put it in your tongue. It immediately dissolves and it becomes absorbed into your system right away like a shot of really stiff caffeine. And you don't need caffeine. It doesn't have caffeine in it. Just because of the nitrates in it, opens up your veins again, gets the blood everywhere, and that gives you the charge that you need. So, if I've convinced you of anything, it should be to call and maybe get some more information. Help yourself to 800-655-4183. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. You can ask more questions from the folks who are educated and qualified to tell you more about how Super Beets works. 800-655-4183. A lot of professional football teams, a lot of the basketball players, a lot of the hockey players are on to this. And they say they drink it 20 minutes before a game. Wow. And that's the whole bottom line here. It's a wow experience. 800-655-4183. What you'll do is call that number, get an order of Super Beets. They'll send you an extra 30-day supply plus the book that tells how the beats work. Beat the Odds is what the book is called. Get free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Go to DougLikesBeats.com to order, or 800-655-4183.
This is my deal.
What's your deal?
I just rocked this deal.
You guys are my favorite deal.
We're the real deal, baby.
Woo! I am the deal.
Let's finish this deal.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Best deal ever.
So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only ends 1/3/16. Price match plus the 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 18 after the hour. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and I, and as you know, women in the news, women in prominent positions, a frequent conversational point here on this program. We touched on a few of the women in the news. Denise Richards in the news this week. She's filed a court document claiming that Charlie Sheen, who is her ex-husband, has cut her off. And he's angry, apparently, because she won't move into the same neighborhood. I thought she was in the same neighborhood as Charlie. Or has Charlie moved to another neighborhood, and now
Charlie's
he wants them to move?
He's in Malibu.
She lives up in Mulholland. She's on the Mulholland.
Listen to Doug like he knows.
Local.
Yeah, you know, last time I was at her house for a little barbecue, she was up in Mulholland.
All right, the story of a woman who was a protester. We've been talking about protesters and how important it is. This lady was homeless, lived in her van. Her name was Concepcion Picotto. She passed away this week, about 80 years old. Nobody really knows how old. But she would. She was constantly in Lafayette Park across from the White House.
Yeah.
Sat there on a park bench every day since 1981.
She had a little truck with all of these no nukes signs and no nuclear war and everything.
Yep.
In my lifetime, I do not remember her ever not being in front of the White House.
Yeah, right. She was always there.
Always
and
there.
The other story about a woman, the oldest woman in America, says she smokes 30 cigarettes a day.
Ugh.
Is a picture of.
How do you have time?
That's she looks just like that, too.
Oh,
she's 112 years old.
Oh,
says she's been smoking 30 cigarettes a day for 100 years.
She
started
just
smoking.
Just a human cigarette.
Run the tab on that. See how much she's spent over her lifetime.
Well, yeah, I'll send you a picture. We posted it on Facebook. Good heavens. 21 after. This is Good Day.
OT.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. There are at least two school principals in the news today. We're going to start off with a pleasant story and end with an unpleasant story. The first one is actually apparently a principal who has sung a parody of an Adele song to announce snow cancellations. Let's grab hold of this. Listen to this. So this principal, this is Kara's hometown. I think Richie.
In Baltimore?
Yeah. Yeah. So they used the Dell. All right. I think we've heard enough of that. We got the gist of it. That's pretty clever, creative, announcing principal singing no school tomorrow again. So, Kara, thank you for finding that. Another principal with not such a good story, lady that was the principal of one of the four elementary schools in Indianapolis, actually a suburb of Indianapolis. They had some snow there, and last night, at the end of school yesterday, she was outside with the students as usual. Somehow or other, a bus was loading children, and it got into gear, and it lurched forward. The principal pushed the kids out of the way. She got run over and killed. So you think about this and these circumstances, and you wonder how,
she died a hero, though.
Yeah,
really? She did. Saved those kids.
And the kids had done something. There's another thing that's online that we played actually a little earlier from the children in the school who last year had dedicated moments to her because she was so good, and the children did a thing, a video to thank her for being such a wonderful principal, that sort of thing. And, that's an instinctive kind of thing. Parent.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how you would act in an emergency
like that.
Do you run or do you go towards the problem?
All right, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is from the band ESB Entertainment. They were traveling this past weekend, and their RV got stuck in a blizzard on the highway in Kentucky. They used a GoPro camera to have some fun and record a parody of the song Stuck on the Highway with You. You got to see the video from the GoPro. But
Jerry Rafferty stuck in the middle of you.
Right, exactly. Right. This is the audio from the video of the day.
I don't know why we traveled tonight. We knew the weather, it wouldn't be right. I'm afraid we'll have to camp on the road. 6 hours we've been here in this boat.
One guy playing guitar, another guy on a sax, and then there's two singers, the guy and the girl. And then two people playing percussion on iPads.
Yeah, cool. All right, so cool. One more. Richie, play I Shot the Sheriff. That song you had. Did I ask you for that earlier? I think I did.
You did, but hold on a minute. Let me get that.
Let's see if we can find it for a second. I just want to underscore something's going on in Roberta's hood. There is another story. And we like to tell stories with music wrapped around them. So we got a couple of examples of that here. And then this story from New Orleans. You got to wonder sometimes. What goes on? How many times a day does this happen in New Orleans? A deputy was shot 5 times there yesterday in a drug raid, and it wasn't even reported in the major news media. Does this stuff happen that commonly there, Roberta, that nobody pays any attention to it?
Well, you know, there's a much bigger story that, so I think, that is dominating the news this morning in New Orleans. There's a massive fire right on Canal Street in Baronne, which is right literally on the edge of the French Quarter. And, you know, Canal is a major, major roadway in New York's, in New Orleans. So, I mean, all the news is concentrating on that right now. Yeah. That story's kind of like been pushed down. We can hardly find it.
9 past the hour on Good Day.
If people wanted their homes to look like everyone else's, we wouldn't be so obsessed with curb appeal. Doesn't matter whether you're planning to sell or stay put longer than the lines for Powerball, every homeowner craves that quality that screams wow at first sight. How to achieve it? Here's 3 tips. First, glam your front door by painting it lipstick red, assuming, says Forbes, that your house is a neutral color. Second, do something original, urges Angie's List, like painting each numeral of your address on separate flower-filled planters placed near the front entrance. And third, replace your roof. 40% of a home's curb appeal hinges on its condition. So if yours isn't up to snuff, know that the Center for the Advancement of Roofing Excellence just praised the new line of Glenwood shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Not only are they the industry's thickest triple-layer asphalt shingle, but their authentic wood-shake look also.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Roberta, what do you call me? I don't know, Roberta.
It's not complimentary.
Oh, that's not necessarily true at all.
No, she loves you, Dougie. We all do.
That's a very convincing. Thank you, Roberta. Kara, do you have any special name for me that you can repeat on the air? Huh, apparently not. Where did Roberta's gone?
Her kids, man.
Roberta's in the other studio for a minute.
Oh, that's very nice. Okay, well, that's very nice. Shall we move ahead then with what I said we were going to? Let's actually, what are you doing?
Okay, here she
what?
Is.
What, Kara?
Roberta.
Oh, well, I was having a conversation. I thought Kara was there as well. We were just off sort of onto a tangent of what people call me. I was interested in what Roberta called me because I have forgotten what she called
you.
You
have home?
What?
Oh, my God.
What did she say?
She said, hello, is anybody home?
Now I can. Let's keep going. Never mind.
Never ask me to shine a flashlight on that. Dougie, come on.
Hal Linden was interviewed yesterday because Abe Vigoda died. Abe Vigoda was one of the real characters of the mid-television era, I'd like to say. 60s, 70s, 80s. He was basically a Broadway guy, I think, Roberta, at first. He was involved in more plays than anything else and was the quintessential New Yorker. So with his passing, a lot of people, including Hal Linden, who worked with him on Barney Miller, wanted to be heard. So here, Linden, who is on a program talking, this is Chad Benson, who's on in the afternoon on Radio America, which is our originating network. He talked about... Linden, he talked about Vigoda and what he remembered most about him.
When he started Fish, he was in his mid-50s. He wasn't an old man at all. He was a man in his prime. What you saw was the result of a very capable character actor playing a part. He played it so well that everybody just assumed he was ancient. So much so that when the show did our last episode, and we had a wrap party. He was in New York, and the wrap party was in California, so he didn't come. And I think it was Rona Barrett who printed the next day that everybody was at the wrap party except the late Abe Vigoda. And Abe spent the next 25 years denying he was dead.
Great.
So Lyndon goes on to talk about what Vigoda brought to his work.
Certainly the best television experience I ever had in terms of creativity, in terms of work. We had a repertory company, basically, of really fine actors. If you remember correctly, we didn't start with any comedians. There were no comics on the show to begin with. They were just actors who were creating characters, and it worked so well that, we did a body of work that any repertory company would be proud of. And a lot of it was due to Abe, no question about it.
Yeah, Abe Vigoda passing. I think he was 89, was he? Something like that.
I thought 94, wasn't he?
94, was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He certainly looked old when he played the part, and he looked old when the last time you see pictures of him from the last 3 or 4 months. He looked pretty old, but 94 is pretty old. All right, Richie, do we have Roberta? We don't have Roberta.
Yeah,
where is
right
she? Disappeared.
I'm here.
All right. So you're here. You sound like Warren. I went off on a tangent, and I got nothing but crickets, and I think maybe I'll just move on from it. I wondered, though, with regard to you and your expertise in New York, wasn't Vigoda mostly a Broadway actor? Isn't that where he came from? I'm glad I asked.
I couldn't say either way. I really don't know.
Huh. This has been so far, the last 4 minutes of participation of Roberta has been something for the record books, Richie. Will you make sure you mark this on any of the records that we keep?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
You ask me these questions.
Well, you're a big Broadway fan, I believe, if you check his IMDb, that you will find more credits on Broadway than probably any place else. And I was just looking to you for support, but I guess I should stop doing that. So now let us move on to something else. This is something good from the support department. Some students in Arizona have done something that, once again, is praiseworthy, but they didn't do it to get the praise. You, all of you, remember certainly moving away from home. Hopefully all of your children are out of the house if they are of age, and Richie still has to live through that. Roberta's children are gone. My children are gone. Jennifer's moved out of the house. So when you think about what has transpired, have you had fun? Do you miss your mother? Do you miss the food?
Back.
I never left home. I went straight from living at home to getting married. I never left home. Yep.
Really?
And I got married at 26.
And you
living
so you
alone
live
is,
well, that's
is
the way the Italians.
Building.
That's an Italian.
So the thing is, I was an only child, and my parents were never there, so essentially I did live alone.
Yeah. All right. Well, your parents were working 24 hours a day in the restaurant.
So they were never there. So I basically brought myself up.
There's an honors college at Arizona State called Barrett. And there's a story about a woman named Vicki Davis, who was sort of a surrogate mother to a lot of these students who came to school and missed their home. More and more children who are going to school now are either staying closer to home, or when they get there, they feel like they're missing their parents. I couldn't wait to get out of my house. I couldn't wait to go to Ohio. That was as far away as I had applied to schools. Otherwise, I'd have probably gone further away. It was important for me to get away. It's important for most people, I think, to declare their independence, although less of that is being done now. And so when there is a circumstance where, like in this case, there's a college that this woman sort of became attached to a lot of the students. Nobody asked her to. But she, I'm reading what one of the students said in the article that we have at DougStefan.com, Quentin Woods, who is a bio medical engineer major, said from the first time I visited the school to when I came, she has always created a welcoming presence, this Vicki Davis. She has done it for years with hundreds of students. They call them Barrett babies. She's funny. She's friendly. She just helps us to feel comfortable. So she moved to Arizona from Chicago a couple of years ago to work in this school. She engaged in social media. She went to lunch breaks. She's like a house mother. So a lot of people have developed great relationships with her. And she told the students last year that her dream was to go and visit the Northern Lights, somehow or other see the Northern Lights. And so the students in this college got together, they arranged funding, and they have sent her on a trip to see the Northern Lights. Isn't that they set up a GoFundMe account, but basically it was the students in school who came up with the money. They raised a couple of $1,000s and sent her off on her way. But isn't that, it's just kind of a nice, warm story. I don't know that I'd want to go on a trip to see the Northern Lights.
I would. Are you kidding?
Would you really?
I'd love to see them. Yeah. I just missed him when I was in Alaska once. Oh, yeah. I'd love to see him.
Yeah. Well, the point is that a lot of good people are doing a lot of good things. Here's the story yesterday that we had that was trending. On, I think we put this was a Facebook picture of that pig that they saved. This family mm-hmm. saved from the snow. Did you see that little picture? That little pig.
Yes,
cute.
I
Check it out.
It's so cute.
Yeah, it's very cute. Very, very cute. All right, so now the TSA is in the news today again. Transportation Security Administration says screeners have found a record number of firearms as we get into the new year. 2,653 guns discovered, people trying to get them onto planes. 83% of them were loaded. Up 20% from this time last year. Carry-ons from 236 airports around the country, including Dallas, Atlanta, Houston, all the big airports, and some of the smaller ones. Interestingly enough, the most successful attempts were made at small airports. I find that very interesting. People have figured it out. You want to carry a gun on a plane? Go to a small airport. I think that's the message here. If you want to get on the plane, I don't know what you expect to do with it, but that's the message I get out of it. Imagine that. 2,600 guns discovered, and 83% of them were loaded. Oof. 43 past the hour. This is Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
NFL legend and Hall of Famer Troy Aikman has a new title that may surprise you. Melanoma Supporter. Aikman, who previously had stage 2 melanoma, has joined Melanoma Just Got Personal, a Novartis oncology campaign to spread the word about advanced melanoma and help people with this disease learn all they can to prepare for their personal fight. Aikman explains...
Advanced melanoma is a fierce opponent. It's not the same for everyone, and knowing more about your form of advanced melanoma could change how you fight it. I was fortunate that my melanoma was caught early, and I want to help people with advanced melanoma who are fighting for their lives to learn all they can about their disease. That's why I've become a melanoma warrior, and I'm asking others to do the same.
When melanoma can't be removed by surgery or spreads to other parts of the body, it's called advanced melanoma, the most serious form of skin cancer. Melanoma is one of the cancers with the highest frequency of genetic changes or mutations, and it's important to know your specific form of melanoma because it can impact your treatment plan. Learn more at melanomajustgotpersonal.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Joining us for a second time is Chris Ann Hall, former attorney, former prosecutor, host of a radio program that focuses on the Constitution and our rights. You may remember the name because she was associated with the events that have gone on this past month or so in Oregon, going up to support the people who were there on government land, which is really our land. I'm wholly in support, not necessarily of how this thing transpired, but the work that's being done by Chris Ann and others to inform you of what your rights are and how much land has been usurped by the federal government. Chris Ann, welcome to Good Day again. You are teaching a lot of classes every year to people about the Constitution. What brings you to them? Does somebody call you and say, we understand you're an expert, or do you go out and about and try to solicit organizations that will want to listen to you speak?
No, I am invited by people. I don't solicit for events, and so people contact me. I have 9 formal classes that I offer on my website, and just by word of mouth, people have contacted me, and I am now teaching on average about 265 classes in over 22 states every single year. And I'm booking sometimes a year in advance.
So last week you were in Burns teaching about the Constitution there, talking about the standoff. I think we had a portion of your podcast on the air, as a matter of fact. What did you find when you were there? Did you talk to some of the protesters? What was your sense of the policing that was going on there? How did it all sort of fall together for you?
Well, you know, it's a very interesting truth when you get there. Because it's Burns is a small rural community. You see just people going about their business. There's absolutely no indication in Burns whatsoever that anything is going on. People are going about their lives. There's no mass crowds, no disruptions in Burns. I found the governor's message to Loretta Lynch very disingenuous. And I think inflammatory, because what she claims is happening in Burns and Harney County was simply not happening. And the only show of force in Burns whatsoever was the FBI. The only source of fear in Burns was the FBI. The FBI had the county courthouse completely barricaded off with fences and concrete burns and armed men all over the place. And the protesters were not even in Burns. They had never even made any statements about Burns. They're at the refuge, which is about 30 minutes away from Burns.
So this was a typical FBI overreaction, overcooking it, using the authority that they have and all the weapons of war that they have to go after people, even though, admittedly, this was not the right way to do this. I ask openly, if these sorts of things are not right, what is? What gets people's attention? People like you going around and teaching these classes is one way of getting the word out, but what else can be done by people who are, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, Chris Ann, and I'm fed up with trying to use government lands that tell you they can't use it because we've got to save a bird or a turtle or something. Meanwhile, we don't have we're getting to a point where we don't have enough land to grow our own food, never mind be the breadbasket of the world. So what else?
Well, not only that, the government's trying to tell you they know how to manage the land, and every farmer and rancher knows they're actually destroying the lands. They're not even managing them. And I think what we need to do is we need to get this education, and that's why I went to Burns, to educate them on the fact that the federal government has absolutely no constitutional authority to own or even manage this land. If anything, and we need to sort of turn the narrative around here, if anything, the federal government is occupying this land by force. We know they're occupying this land by force by what happened at the refuge, because the people who we were told this was public land, the people peacefully occupy the land, and the government comes in with force to remove them, and they have no authority to be there to begin with.
We have a real disconnect in our country between those who are in authority and those who just want to use what they, as you suggested here, and I agree with you, constitutionally are entitled to do. Maybe, again, barricading themselves in wasn't the right way to do it, but they certainly made a statement. So I want people to go to your website if they feel the message is important. Perhaps you want to invite Chris Ann to come speak to you in a group. Chris Ann, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E. ChrisAnnHall.com is the way to be in touch with Chris Ann. Has the legal chops to explain what's going on constitutionally. I happen to agree with you 100%. Time for us to have more demonstrations. These become a political issue, an election year issue. So Chris Ann, good luck in continuing to spread your message. Chris Ann Hall with us here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Young fella, I'm gonna twist off your head and spike it onto the floors of a nightmare you can't even imagine. I will dance with you inside of this excited ring of fire unless you move from this area far and fast.
Going to even remember this one. This song was called Get a Job. The group is Hog. And the movie is called Black Sheep. Critic Gene Siskel, who would have been 70 years old today, claimed this was the first and only movie he ever walked out of a theater while viewing. Get a Job, the music by Hog from Black Sheep.
Those are just my kind of movies.
I have walked out of three or four movies in the past month, including the Robert De Niro movie, Dirty Dad or Grandpa, whatever the hell it's called. What an awful piece of trash. Ugh. But there have been others that I have talked about walking out of.
Well, I got one more clip from this piece of trash, so let's hear it just because it's fun.
Okay, people, coming through official police business. I want you to step lively. Do not make me abuse my power.
You remember this movie, Chucker?
Yeah, I do. I like Tommy Boy better. I like Tommy Boy better.
Why? What's the, what is Tommy Boy in comparison to Black Sheep?
I had more fun with Chris Farley and Tommy Boy. Maybe because Brian Dennehy played his father. I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
But I just like that film better.
Let me tell you, we went up and watched Saturday Night Live one Saturday night. And
you went up to New York?
Went up to New York.
In the studio?
We're in the studio audience, yeah. And we watched the rehearsal and then the live show.
Mm-hmm.
That guy was amped every single second.
He was on drugs. That's why he died.
Definitely do it. Oh, my goodness.
Right, that's why he died.
But, I mean, even between the breaks, he would run out to the audience and just go crazy. And you were just, you knew at any second he was just going to explode. And he finally did.
Yeah. All right. Well, there
we go. That's a good question, though, about I've worked out a few films. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Remember that film?
Yes.
I walked out. It was like watching paint dry. I couldn't take it.
Speaking of that, the British Board of Film Classification, according to a story that we have today at DougStefan.com, has given the rating of U, which is universal, it's like general, to a movie that is much abuzz in England. The movie is titled Paint Drying, the result of a Kickstarter campaign started by some folks in November of last year, a protest against the British Board of Film Classification because they have a history of censoring films or banning films. So this lady shot 14 hours of footage of paint drying. The intention was to force the board to sit through the film. It cost $8,500, so they just submitted it to the film board. The film was submitted. The board watched it in two separate sittings, and they gave it a U rating.
Wow. Don't you find it somewhat fascinating? I had no idea what you were going to say, and I brought up paint drying.
Yeah,
and then you.
Smart.
What a small universe.
Yes, it is, Chucker, and it's a good thing you and I are both a part of it. Chuck has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
All right, Chuck, what do we have in movie news today?
I don't know if you noticed, Doug, but even though it doesn't hit theaters till March 25th, Warner Brothers has put a ton of money into promoting its Batman vs. Superman film, running numerous trailers on TV. When you watch them, do you get excited? What's your opinion? You looking forward to that
too
film?
Much violence. No, I don't want to go see it.
I liked
one of the Captain America movies last year when it was just him by himself, but I don't like the rest of them.
I'm in.
You know, it's funny. From what I hear, the biggest applause in theaters when people watch Batman vs. Superman is Wonder Woman when she comes on screen.
Really?
So, you know, bottom line, if that movie's good, it's going to make a fortune. And if it's just okay, it's still going
to
make
a
fortune.
I'm curious to see who the bad guy, good guy is.
Superman's going to be the bad guy.
How can they make a bad guy out of either of those?
He's an alien.
Exactly.
He's trying to destroy the Earth.
No, what a bunch of nonsense.
And whether they kiss and make up at the end.
It is. It's pure nonsense.
That's a very good viewpoint, Jen.
Look up in the sky.
I don't like the bird.
Premise,
but I'm curious to
it's
see
a plane. It's Superman. That's the Superman that I remember. Although Christopher Reeves was pretty good in the first movie.
Oh, great.
59 after. This is Good Day. Thanks, Chucker.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.